Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the podcast. Today on the podcast, I was thinking about one of my recent blog posts that I just call Monday Mentions. A couple of Mondays ago, I posted a book that I've been reading called The Coaching Habit. And what I love about this book is it talks about leadership in a way that most people don't think about it. A lot of times people think about leadership meaning that you need to have all the answers, that you need to see everything super clear, you need to always be steps ahead. And certainly there are seasons where that's true, but this book makes a strong case that the leader's default, instead of having the right answers, ought to be to ask more questions. And I think that's a great skill for us to think about in our life in general. Thinking about people that you know that are great listeners. One of the signs of a great listener is somebody that knows how to ask open-ended questions. That instead of asking questions that where you just say yes or no and then you're done, those questions don't get you anywhere. Instead, they ask open-ended questions where they allow the other person to share beyond yes or no and to go into more detail. Let me give you a couple of examples. Like one example is, instead of asking, hey, did you like the restaurant? You could say, what was your favorite dish at the restaurant? Now, that's a subtle change. That's not a big deal, but it makes all the difference in how somebody opens up to you and they continue that conversation. And so I'm going to encourage you to think about it today, that instead of having answers, maybe there's a relationship you want to go deeper in. Maybe there's somebody that you want to spouse, your friends, a coworker, then I would say put some thought into how you ask those questions. Proverbs 20 and verse 5 says, a person's thoughts, they're like water in a deep well, but someone with insight can draw them out. There's one phrase that I want to encourage you with that I found super helpful when it comes to asking questions. Here's the phrase, tell me more. Tell me more. You'll need to use it over and over and over again as you interact with people of all kinds throughout your life, but it's a powerful question to say, tell me more. A powerful statement to say, tell me more about that. And so when people open up, don't let them stop after two or three sentences. When they finish, say, tell me more. And then after they've talked a few more minutes, say, tell me more. And just when you think you're done listening, try it one more time. Tell me more. And I think what you'll find is every time you ask for more, you're going to go deeper. And you're going to allow them to express more of themselves. And that relationship is going to be deeper. I think anybody listening to this podcast care about people. And they care what people have to say. But the best way to demonstrate that, questions. Instead of having all the answers, ask them. Tell them that you're interested. It proves you're paying attention, and attention shows love. And so I want to encourage you to think about asking open-ended questions, telling people that you're willing to give them time, you're willing to give them your energy, your attention, your focus, and your love so that they can be heard and they can be understood. And so Proverbs describes a person's thoughts like a deep well. Draw from that deep well. You're going to improve your listening skills, you're going to improve your conversations, and it's going to transform and deepen your relationship. So give it a try today. Ask some open-ended questions and then say, tell me more. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.